News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We are expecting cloudy skies with a chance of rain and thunderstorms through the overnight tonight. It's 7:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. We're learning more information about a 27-year-old Wausau man found dead inside of a SUV in the water near the Grand Avenue Bridge in Schofield. Everest Metro Captain Clayton Schultz says police are still trying to lay out exactly what happened before the time that Matthew Chagnon hit the water.
We know he had contact with a co-worker around 12:45 a.m., and from that point forward, we're not sure.
Preliminary results of an autopsy on Chagnon shows that he did die of drowning while in the water. A full toxicology report will take several weeks to complete. President Obama is making some moves aimed at helping Iraq. Terry Moore has more.
After a White House meeting with his top national security advisors, President Obama addressed the growing crisis in Iraq.
We will be prepared to take targeted and precise military action if and when we determine that the situation on the ground requires it.
But Obama insisted,
American forces will not be returning to combat in Iraq, but we will help Iraqis as they take the fight to terrorists who threaten the Iraqi people, the region, and American interests as well.
The president also said he is poised to send up to 300 military advisors to Iraq to help curb the growing militant insurgency there. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
A federal appeals court today released 268 unedited pages of documents connected with the John Doe investigation into Governor Walker's recall election campaigns. Seventh Circuit Appellate Judge Frank Easterbrook rejected a request from two undisclosed parties to seal those documents. The latest John Doe investigation looked into illegal coordination between campaigns and fundraising between outside conservatives groups and Walker's personal campaign advisors. Planned Parenthood says it will be shutting down a clinic in Fond du Lac on September 25th. CEO Terry Hook blamed the closure on the governor and the legislature. None of the five Planned Parenthood clinics that have closed in the past year have provided abortions. In sports, the Milwaukee Brewers were winners 4-1 over the Arizona Diamondbacks. They'll continue their away series tomorrow against the Colorado Rockies. Pregame is starting for you at 7:05. Newsline 9 forecast brought to you by Verlo Mattress Factory's showroom clearance event. Save up to 50%. See store for details. Verlo Mattress Factory, 3303 Rib Mountain Drive. We are expecting a chance of showers and thunderstorms through the overnight, a low of 60. For Friday, rain and a few rumbles of thunder, then drying up in the evening, a high of 78. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low of 60. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.